This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. The 19th G20 summit began at the Museum of Modern Art in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro a short while ago. The heads of member states and representatives of international organizations will participate in various sessions and deliberate on the priority areas of this year's declaration. The theme of G20 summit this year is Building a Just and Sustainable World. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will present India's positions on various global issues. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold a series of meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister Modi reached Rio de Janeiro this morning on the second leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Nigeria. In the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of this month. India has taken the lead among the G20 member countries with an impressive 7% GDP growth rate projected for 2024. MyGov said in a social media post that this achievement highlights India's robust economy, showcasing its resilience and fast-paced growth amidst global challenges. Indonesia is in the second spot with 5%, while China is in the third position with growth rate of 4.8%. Campaigning for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra ended this evening. Voting for second phase of assembly polls on 38 seats in Jharkhand and single phase polling for all 288 seats in Maharashtra will be held on Wednesday. Top leaders of major political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters on the final day of electioneering. Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 15 assembly constituencies in 4 states, where voting will take place on Wednesday. Former Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Mr. Gehlot had resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party. The central government has notified Guru Ghasidas Damodar Pingla in Chhattisgarh as the 56th Tiger Reserve in the country. In a social media post, Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav informed about this decision. The Supreme Court today asked the respective governments of Delhi and adjoining states to immediately set up teams to enforce restrictions under Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to address worsening pollution levels in the National Capital Region. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey said the anti-pollution measures will remain in effect even if the AQI is below 450. The top court also asked the governments of Delhi and NCR to take an immediate call on stopping physical classes up to class 12th. The court said it is the constitutional duty of all states to ensure that all citizens live in a pollution-free environment. Listing the matter for hearing on Friday, the bench said that all possible actions should be taken by the concerned state governments to bring down the severe air quality index. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index AQI of 490 as of 1 PM today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city has recorded the 500 AQI levels. The India Met Department IMD has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. Germany has announced that it will grant 200,000 visas for skilled job seekers by the end of the year, a 10% jump compared to last year. Europe's largest economy continues to face chronic labor shortages, with around 1.34 million jobs currently vacant. US President Joe Biden has allowed Ukraine to use US-made weapons to strike deep into Russia, multiple US media outlets reported. Meanwhile, US has not been formally announcing the decision. European leaders, including Germany and Poland, have expressed their support for the call from Washington to drop restrictions on Ukraine using long-range missiles supplied by West allies inside Russia. And that's the end of this news bulletin.